This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
There is so much one can talk about. The anointing, which cost over 300 days' wages, the hearing of the institution of the Eucharist, Jesus questioning God's will, the denial of Peter, Jesus dying like a criminal for us. There is one of the pieces of the scripture that we heard today that has stuck with me since yesterday when I was hearing it again at the 4 o'clock Mass. And so I invite you to do something that I feel is very Protestant. We're going to open our little hymnals. We're going to go to page 1140. And it's the section about the anointing. And it says, why has there been this waste of perfumed oil? It could have been sold for over 300 days' wages and the money given to the poor. This passage is present in all four Gospels about a woman coming to anoint Jesus with this expensive oil. And I was researching about it because I like numbers. And it turns out that a day's wage, if we were to put it in today's standards, in the state of New York, a day's wage is $15. If someone works 8 hours a day, that comes to $120. If you times that by 300, you get $36,000. That's how much the oil that was anointed for our Savior before he died on the cross. Now, this anointing is more than just something that this woman is doing. Remember, we heard that Jesus was a criminal. He died the criminal's death on the cross. He would have not been anointed after he came down from the cross. So this anointing is preemptive of the death he's going to receive. The death of a criminal where he would not be anointed before. And I was reflecting on the fact that the line where it says, amen, I say to you, wherever this gospel is proclaimed to the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her. I think that's pretty awesome. I think the fact that this story is present in all four of the gospels, and I was reflecting on, in light of that, we're going to turn the page again. We're going to go to page number 784. It is the song, We Remember. That is the hymn we will be singing during communion time after the consecration. And I was struck during the institution that we heard in Mark's gospel. It says they sang a song and then he was betrayed. This is the song that we're going to hear after the words of institution are prayed. It is probably one of the few songs that I can sing in my sleep. When it was played yesterday, I was in the sacristy just like singing the song to myself as Mass was going on. So I give you permission, Owen and Nick, to play all the verses of the song during communion, even if we're done. And I love the fact that it says here, a million wounded souls are yearning just to touch you and be healed. Isn't that one of the reasons why we come to Mass? To be touched by God? To have our lives enlightened through the scriptures? To be fed through the Eucharist? And it literally says, we recreate your love. We bring the bread and wine to share a meal. sign of grace and mercy in the presence of our Lord. God is God. God could have left us anything in the entire world to remember him, but he chose bread and wine, something that nourishes our physical body and our spiritual body. And then it says, see the face of God revealed in each and every person standing by your side. Look around. Look at the person next to you. That is Jesus sitting next to you. And I love how it says, peace beyond all telling and freedom from all fear. Something that only God can give. Only this peace that can only be given by our Lord. And hearing this hymn and reflecting on that passage that I shared, the woman anointing Jesus, and then the line that says, the poor you always have here with you. Whenever you wish, you can do good to them. In the bulletin, you're going to see a little blurb about the food pantry and soup kitchen from this past month. It says that there were 11,615 meals served in the month of February to those that come to our soup kitchen. 300 days' wages alone feeds about 7,500 people. The oil that was used to anoint our Savior feeds thousands of people. When we come to Mass, and we are given his body, and we walk out of this church, we're called to feed those that we see. We're called to be love to them. They may not be physically poor, or they could be spiritually poor, or emotionally poor, but we're called to bring them that love, to bring them that peace, to bring with them the gifts we receive at each liturgy to those around us. I never thought that I would stand here as I was preparing for the homily and talk to you about a canister of oil, something that is probably used every day in cooking in our friary. The oil that's used to brown the onions for a soup or saute the chicken for the meal gets used to feed the physical body of the friars. And in your own home, feeds your physical body. I don't know if I'll be able to look at oil the same way, because it's oil that was used to anoint our Savior's body and serve him. May we too go and serve others.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit assumptionsyr.org.